From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Pro-government forces in Libya say they have taken control of the Islamic State's headquarters in the city of Sirte. The statement was issued by forces loyal to Libya's government of national accord. The U.S. has been carrying out airstrikes aimed at pushing IS out of Sirte. Russia's defense ministry says it will stop firing around the Syrian city of Aleppo for 3 hours each day so humanitarian aid can be delivered to the city. Russia made the announcement Wednesday, saying the humanitarian windows would run from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. local time starting the following day. The commander for the coalition fighting the Islamic State group says the terrorist group's foreign fighter stronghold in Syria likely will be in complete control of the Syrian Democratic Forces in a week to weeks. U.S. General Sean McFarland told reporters at the Pentagon via teleconference from Baghdad, enemy resistance shrinks daily in Manbij.
And we've heard concern from some quarters that the military campaign is moving too fast. Well, from my perspective, that is not a bad problem to have.
That's General Sean McFarland. Russian President Vladimir Putin accused Ukraine of choosing terrorism over peace following attacks in Crimea that he says were orchestrated by Ukrainian military and intelligence forces. Russia's Federal Security Service said one of the officers was killed on Saturday while fighting with groups it says were sent by the Ukrainian Defense Ministry. A Turkish admiral living in the United States has disappeared and is reported to have sought asylum. Turkish Navy Rear Admiral Mustafa Uğurlu was posted at NATO's Allied Command Transformation Headquarters in Norfolk, Virginia. This is VOA News.